Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight is our first topic that is also Halacha L'maisa. So I think we're up to Hilchos Shemitah number 4. Actually, we're now going to choose our topics after our Hakdama. In many ways, Heter Mechira, there's nothing more L'maisa than Heter Mechira. But in terms of, we had started off in conceptually and in theory. So tonight we're going to start off with something that's from now on, what we're going to do is going to learn Keseder HaMishnayis. We're going to start tonight Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, and choosing the topics from the Mishnayis that are also Halach Lamaisa. So our introduction after three sessions is complete, and now Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to discuss Tosefes Shviyas and the prohibition of Netiya, planting during Shemitah. The Mishnah is open in Masechet Shviyas discussing Tosefes Shviyas. We pointed out in our Akdama to the Mishnayis that the first two prakim on Masechet Shviyas are about Tosefes. Actually, let's preempt the entire discussion of the Mishnah by going to the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, where the Rambam tells us V'chol Dvarim Eilu, the first part, I would say the first third or quarter of tonight's shiur is not going to be halacha l'maisa, unfortunately. V'chol ha'dvar me'ilu, all the halachas of Tosefes Shviyas, b'zman ha'migdash, k'mo shebiyarnu, avol b'zman hazem utar b'avodas ha'aretz ad Rosh Hashanah. But in order to really get to the practical issues of Netiyah, we actually have to do Tosefes Shviyas, and why not share some of the most important yesodos in regards to Tosefes Shviyas as well, as we lead up to the Isser of Netiyah. The Mishnah tells us that Bizman HaMikdash, there was a machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in terms of plowing. Ad emos haychorshim b'steya ilan erv shviyas, Beis Shammai omrim kol zman shu yachol l'pri, u Beis Hillel omrim ad ha'atzeres u kroivin divrei elu liyos ke divrei elu. So Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, if the Beis HaMikdash was standing, look, it was just yesterday or 2 days ago that people were stunned in Harabayit b'yadenu. And then Shavuos time, they flocked for the first time to the Kosel, right? We just commemorated a couple of days ago. So who knows what could happen? Be'ezer Hashem, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. It could very well be that this will be Halacha L'maisa comes Shavuos. That's Beis Hillel says. We're a few days before Shavuos. Beis Hillel says that Tosefes Shviyas already starts from Shavuos and on. Now, what's the source of Tosefes Shviyas? So here, the Rash quotes, based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tes on the Beis, a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, where Rabbi Yishmael learns from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that there's a concept of Tosefes Shviyas, and we have the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says we learn from the Pasuk Becharishu V'Katzir Tishbos. And that summarized well, the Gemara is summarized well by the Rash, where he quotes Yerushalmi 3 lines in. Why is it particularly, according to Beis Hillel, that we choose Shavuos? So if you take a look at the Rash, he quotes an important Yerushalmi. Now this Yerushalmi is going to be important for both the position of the Rash and the dissenting view, Rabbeinu Tam, in regards to Netiyah. We're going to see, give a heads up, since we're not learning Gemara, I don't feel as guilty to start with the halacha and work a little bit backwards. There's going to be a big machlokas between the Rash and Rabbeinu Tam whether there's an Isser of Netiyah during Tosefes Shviyas. Is there a prohibition of Netiyah during Tosefes Shviyas? So that machlokas is going to be very much relevant to the Lashon Yerushalmi. About 10 lines before they start getting wide in the standard Vilna Gemara, I get attached to the Defus, so I still like the old edition. Od Yerushalmi, that I got the biggest Gemara, so I think the print is clear. V'lama ad ha'atzeres ad kanu yofel l'pri, mikan ve'elech minavol peirosav. So Yerushalmi explains that when you're doing Charisha today, and not in a week from now, we're a little bit before Shavuos, so then in such a case, it's not clear that you're doing it for Shemitah. However, if you're doing Charisha on a orchard already after Shavuos, so then it's clear that the reason why you're doing it is for what? That you're doing it for the next year. Points out the Rash, though, that there's a stira. The Rash points out that in Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, there seems to be a different shear in regards to Netiyah. Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, the Rash quotes this 8 or 9 lines before they start getting why. Einotin Erev Shviyas Pachos Mishloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. But when it comes to Netiyah, you're allowed to plant, the Mishnah seems to say, within 30 days it's prohibited, but after Shavuos it's permissible. So again, Charisha, which is a subject of Perek Alf Mishnah Aleph, Thalach is in a week from now, is going to be Aser Bizman HaMikdash. However, when it comes to Netiyah, already within 30 days, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav says that the halachi is that it's mutter up until 30 days. So what's the pshat? Why is that so? So the Rash quotes the radical position, he finds it radical, of Rabbeinu Tam. Two lines before the wide, Rabbeinu Tam says, because there's no Isser of Tosefes Shviyas when it comes to Netiyah. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, de lo ichmiru b'netiyah, mishum de b'netiyah, ein Tosefes Shviyas daraisa, Elo b'charisha, Tosefes Shviyas, which is daraisa, only includes charisha as opposed to Netiyah. Says the Rash, that must be incorrect. Ube perikama de Rosh Hashanah, darshin lamed de kasav, b'becharish uvakotzer tishpos. It's true. On the one hand, we see that Tosefes Shviyas, according to Rabbi Akiva, comes from a pasuk that says specifically Charisha. On the other hand, Umiya Ika Tanoi Asin Ashila Mikra Achrini. There's another pasuk that prohibits it, not only Becharishu Lekotzer Tishmos, as well as Halacha Mashavi Sinai. Va'od Lo Yitachin Klal Dimimanim Shach Darai. So I want to focus on the second kasha. Question number one is, there are other mekoros aside from the Farsha Vekatzer Tishmosh, which asers Charisha. Number two, the Manafshach Daraisa hi Becharisha, Ksiv Karmichalos Ismar, Vechol Shekein Netiyah. Says the Rash, wait a second, there's a Pasuk Mefurish that says, Sod Chalos Ismar. Now, Rabosai, what's more of planting a tree? What's more aiding the growth of a tree? Pruning it or actually planting itself? The planting, the pruning abets, it aids. Says the Rash, it's a kol shekein. Certainly, if the halacha is that when it comes to zmira, the pasuk says it's aser, certainly netiyah is going to be aser as well. Kol shekein, netiyah, di ikar melacha tvei. And then he quotes what you guys are learning in the morning. He says, k'demuchach b'shabbos. He claims that you can prove it from Shabbos. By the way, Achronim are done, whether the proof is a valid proof. De Zomer told the Zoreah, the Kol Shekein Noteah, the Dami the Zoreah Tvei. If Zoreah is, Zomer is a Tolda of Zoreah, certainly Netiyah qualifies as a Tolda of Zoreah. And therefore, if it's Usher in the seventh year, it will be Usher before. Now, before we deal with the machlokas between the Rash and Rabbeinu Tam, I want to do, could you bear with me? 8 minutes of lomdus. 8 minutes, a very, very, very important piece of lomdus. It's not even 10 minute halacha, 10 minute musar. 8 minutes. 8 minutes of lomdus. Comes along the Torah Zeroyim. Rabbi Arye Pomeranchuk. You all know him from his other sefer, the Emek Bracha. The Brisker Rav crowned him as the Brisker Landon. He was going to be somechan to be malabin sugyas of mitzvos hatluyas baretz when he came to Eretz Yisrael. I see Brisker Rav's hakdama. He asks a very basic question in pshat on the Rash. Let's make sure that we have things clear. Truth, yeah, you know, maybe let's. I'm sorry for the camera. We might have to jump around a little bit. I think today might be kedai to. Plot these things out because it might get a little bit confusing. Okay, we have the Isser of Arisha. We have the Isser of Netiyah, which is really going to be our focus, which I'm going to leave the most room for that. And then we have the Isser of Zeriah. Now, In regards to the Isser of Netiya, we're going to see that there are two issues that we need to discuss. And one is in regards to Tosefes, and then there's Shvius itself. In regards to Harisha, it's a Dover Pasha that Harisha applies to Tosefes, as well as during Shvius. That, we see Gemara says it, when the Gemara says, Bechar Shvat Katsur Tishpas. Says the Rash, it's a Dover Pashut that it also applies when it comes to Netiya. Even though the Mishnah seems to be making Lamperic Beis, says the Rash, no, I think when it comes to Netiya, there also is a Din of Tosefes. I were more lenient, only within the month. We'll get to that in a second, why that's so. But the Rash says Netiya also. Who says no? Rabbeinu Tana. Rabbeinu Tana says no when it comes to the Tosefes. Now, what's the Rash's proof? The Rash says, because if Zoreya is Aser, and if Zomer is Aser when it comes to Shemitah itself, what is a greater form of Zriya? Zomer or Netiya? Says, of course, if Zomer is Aser, certainly Netiya. That's a beautiful Kal v'chomer on both sides. However, I have one basic problem, asks the Torah Zvayim. The Raya that you were bringing me from was during Shvius itself, not from Tosefes. What is the pasuk that he brought as a Raya? He brought the pasuk of, we'll write it down, because it applies to both of these. He quoted the pasuk of Satchalo Sismar. The Seder, Satchalo Sismar tells us this and tells us this. But he didn't prove Tosefes, he didn't prove Rabbeinu Tam as being wrong. Take a look now at the Torah's right. Let's take a look. So he says like this, Hine lecha re'ena muvin kushyaso. I don't understand the question. Ha'akra delo sizmar ma'iri b'shnas ha'shviyas atzma. Avla nan halo arinan le'inyin dina tosefes shviyas. Shezeu din b'fnei atzma ha'milman mi'b'chari shavekatzer tishvaz. If we're going to quote a pasuk, Sadchalo Sismar is not enough because this pasuk applies to Shvius. It doesn't apply to Tosefes. Val came Sober Rabbeinu Tam, the law assumes should Tosefes Shvius El Harisha Greda. So Rabbeinu Tam was talking about Tosefes. You want to disagree with Rabbeinu Tam? And you want to say that no, Netiya applies also during Tosefes? The Seder. Disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. But your proof, what's your proof? You can see a strong laning and shot. What's the actual proof? Answers the Torah Zohar, and I'm going to tell it to you outside because our 8 minutes have almost elapsed. Amazing yourselves. And this is one of the most important marakamos in the very basic Chakira. That is, Yeshlachkar, what is Tosefes? What is Tosefes in general? Is the pshat, when you have Tosefes Shabbos, that a person is Mosef Shabbos? And there are two things. There's a mitzvah of Shabbos and there's a mitzvah of Tosefes. And it has its own set of rules. Or do we say that the inherent notion of Tosefes is to make it Shabbos itself? Exactly what Moshe is saying. To make it Shabbos itself. L'may nafkamina. Do you have all of the halachos of Shabbos also applied during Tosefes as well? L'may nafkamina here. Rash is assuming that's a davar pashut, that the same isurim that apply during Shemitah, if it's Doraisa during Shemitah, if Netiya is Doraisa because Satchalo Sismar, then certainly Netiya is going to be Aser in Tosefes, just like Harisha, and just like Zriya. Aye, what's the Rash going to do with Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, which says that the Halacha says that when it comes to in Beis Vav we learn what? In Beis Vav it says that there's only 30 days for the Isser of Netiya. Why is Netiya more lenient when it comes to the Shear? So the answer to that, points out the Rash, is because of the Yisod that we saw in the Yerushalmi. The only time it's Asur is when it's clear that you're doing the Netiya for Shemitah itself. If you're not doing it for Shemitah itself, so then in such a case, then there's no Isur of Tosefes. The Rabbeinu Bar Tanura, Avadya Bar Tanura, has two different Lashonos. One Lashon is Kemisakin Sadeyu, the other Lashon is Nira Kemisakin Sadeyu. Either way, it has to be obvious that it's a Tikkun. So the Rash claims that it's only obvious that it's L'Tzarech HaSadeh when it's within 30 days. Because Natiya is less obvious than other things. But not like Rabbeinu Tam had said. Where Rabbeinu Tam wanted to argue, why is 30 days Aser? Because then you have to be Choshesh that it's going to root already within during Shemitah itself. But Natiya itself is not going to be Aser at vis-a-vis Tosefes Shvi'is. Yes, Ramesh?
What were the two things that you said about, what was the first thing about Tosefes? You said, what is Tosefes?
Oh, the two tzedakim in the chakira. Either you look at Tosefes Shvi'is as being a separate category, Tosefes Shvi'is as being a separate and distinct category, and therefore its rules might be different, or do you look at Tosefes as being an extension of Shemitah itself? And I'll give you another nafkamina, says the Torah's Rama. I have this photocopied for you. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks of Valdik Akasha, famous Kasha. In the Olma Yeshivas, this is a famous Kasha, on page Samech Aleph in the Torah's Rama. That Rabbi Akiva learns out Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov from Tosefes Shvi'is and Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. That's what emerges in the Daf Yomi on Daf Yud from a few days ago, a week and a half ago. So there, the Gemara says that you learn Tosefes Yom HaKippurim from Tosefes Shvi'is. Asks Rabbi Akiva Eger Beseder, do we know now that just like there's an Isur Melacha on during Shemitah, so we know now that there is an Isser Malach on Yom HaKippurim, but how do you know that there's a mitzvah to start fasting early? How do you know Tosefes Inui also applies? Maybe if you're learning from Shemitah, all you learn is the Isser Malach. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. But based on the above Yisod, the Torah's Rambam says beautifully, the kasha doesn't start. Now, this is not Iyun Seder, because it would be Iyun Seder, what's the next step? Rabbi Akiva Eger probably is coming, you know, Rabbi Akiva Eger knew this simple conceptual yisod. We would have to explain the other side, right? You know the famous thing of with the Satmar Ramsa, Haskamah, the someone who answered Riki Vegas Kash, this is a great line. That somebody came to Satmar Rav and he wrote a sefer, let's say had 500 teruts. I don't know how many Gilyan Ashas Kushias there are in Shas, but let's say there are 1,000, for argument's sake. So he wrote a sefer and he answered 500 of them. He asked the Satmarov for an Haskama, and the Satmarov wrote an Haskama that he's a Gon, he's a Charif, that he was Zoyche, he wrote 500 Terutz on Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kashas. He says, I write him Haskama that he was Zoyche to understand the other 500 of Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kashas that he didn't answer. So that's a tradition that we have about Rabbi Akiva Eger's. The question is simple. Conceptual teretz, probably Rabbi Akiva Eger was starting from another starting point, but definitely for our basic halachic categories, definitely this Torah's run, Aleph and Shvi'is is important. Now we go to the second part tonight's year. We have three parts. Number one was the Yisod in terms of Tosefes. Number two is an analysis of the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam in regards to Natiya. What exactly is Rabbeinu Tam's Shita in regards to Natiya? Actually, I throw out, you know, the Choshuv Avrechim over here, I need some of your research if you have time to look into this. I'd like to hear your feedback. But we have to be a little bit more precise within Rabbeinu Tam, as well as see a very, very important Shitas HaRambam. That's going to be the second part of tonight's shir. And the third part of tonight's shir is going to be Halacha L'maisa, showing how the different Yunim and the Rishonim are going to affect a few shilas today in regards to Shvi'is. So we'll discuss our first practical set of issues, Be'ez Hashem. First of all, we have to see Shitas HaRambam. It's important to note that it seems that Rabbeinu Tam Shita actually goes even further according to the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, says something striking. He says, in the previous halachos, in Beis and Gimel, that the Yisurei Daraisa are Sotcha lo Sizmar v'Karmacha lo Sivtzar, the parallel of Zmira when it comes to a field is Ria, that's an Yisurei Daraisa, the parallel of Bitzira in a field is ktsira, and that is the isur d'oraisa. So there are four isurei d'oraisa. The Rambam, based on the Gemara in Moed Katan, points out that the others are toladas, which are only isurei d'rabbanan. Says the Rambam in Halacha Daled, Ketza, ha'choyrish, o ya'choyfer, l'tzorech ha'karek, o ha'mizakel, o ha'mizabel, u'kayoytze ben mishar avodas ha'oretz, v'chein ha'mavrich, o ha'markiv, o ha'noteya, whoa. U'kayoytze ben me'avodas ilonos, makinos, o makas mardus, midivreim. The Rambam says, in the Yisr Netiya, is makas mardus midivreim. Pardon my youthful reference, when Kirk Gibson hit a home run in the first game, coming off the bench off of Dennis Eckersley. So I was, you guys are probably little at the time. Were you born? And you don't have such big kids. So then it was, I think it was the same World Series that Oral Hershiser won the MVP. I think, I don't know, it's getting rusty already. But anyhow, Kirk Gibson hit a two-run homer. The Dodgers was down 2-1. Kirk Gibson was injured. He could barely walk, right? Oh, Moshe knows what I'm talking about. He's calling up all the details now. So he hit a home run with a man on base, and it was a walk-off home run. He was barely able to run around the bases. Anyhow, Jack Buck, Jack Buck said, his lashon was, I can't, Jack, after he hit the home run, his lashon was forever etched in history, is I can't believe what I just saw. So when I read this Rambam and I see the Chazon Ish's reaction to the Rambam, I think of Jack Buck's call, is I can't believe what I just saw. Says the Chazon Ish, this is mind-boggling. Do you realize what the Rambam just said? I can't believe what I just saw. The Rambam says that the Isur D'oraisa of Netiya, this is the Raisa of Netiya, is Poshut. How could the Rambam say that in Isur D'Rabban, the Rambam says it's Makin Osa Makas Marnus Midivreyan? What's a pshat? Take a look at Chazon Ish on the next page. Says you can't read the Rambam literally. Page, this Chazon Ish is Simin Yud Zayin, Siv Koton Chof Dalid. No, I photocopied the Chazon Ish on Rabbeinu Tam, and it looks like I might not have photocopied the Chazon Ish on the Rambam. Anyhow, it's the Simen Yud Zayin Siv Katan Chof. I can tell you that the Chazon Ish says as follows. The Chazon Ish says that Simen Yud Zayin Siv Katan Chof, the Rambam cannot be correct. Why? Because it can't be that means midrabanan. However, says the Chazon Ish very, very brilliantly. Chazon Ish says like this. He says that what's the halacha? The halacha is ein onshin min adin. The Rambam, of course, holds Netiya is aser min haTorah. Of course, the Rambam holds aser min haTorah. The fact that the Rambam put it in the category of makas mardus is only because of ein onshin min adin. But the Rambam never meant to say that it's going to be Durabana. I see the smiling faces. A lot of people like the Svar. It's a brilliant approach to the Chazon Ish. The only thing is that in terms of the Mekairis, it makes a lot of sense, in terms of the Gemaris and so on. How, on the other hand, the Tzikr Chasim and HaSefer and the Rambam himself. Now, the Rambam puts it together with all of the other Toladas. One of the Chazon Ish's strongest rayas is a Gemara in Gittin, not photocopied, Gemara in Gittin on Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Nun Gimel on the Beis seems to say, oh, I have the quote for you in the back. I'll show you in a moment where I have the quote from you, but I'll read it now from the Shas that's in front of me. The Gemara says as follows, Hanotea b'Shabbos b'Shogeg yikayim b'mezid ya'akir u'b'shviyis b'im b'Shogeg b'im b'mezid ya'akir divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shviyis b'Shogeg yikayim b'mezid ya'akir u'b'shabbos b'im b'Shogeg b'im b'mezid ya'akir. And then the Gemara says, Michti ha'daraisa v'ha'daraisa, points out the Chazon Ish that it's black on white that the Gemara in Gittin says that when it comes to Noteya, that's an Issur D'oraisa by Shmias, and it's no difference between Shabbos and Shmita. So the Chazon Ish quotes that Maramakom. Okay. However, the Pas HaSholchan and many others, and Mari Korkis, more significantly, the Mari Korkis, the Pas HaSholchan, I think, but the Mari Korkis is photocopied in front of you. The Mari Korkis understood the Rambam Pshuto Kimashmo, and he says that the Rambam seems to be saying that it's only an Isser Derabbanan. It's only Mr. Derabbanan when it comes to this here. What's that? The Pas HaSholchan is Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov. Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov was one of the Talmidei HaGra. And actually, he's one of the most important Svarim that people are not using as much today, but is one of the most important Svarim because he was a Talmud of the Gra, Aleph. He was one of the major poskim of the Yishuv from the Talmidim of the Gra. As well as he was one of the first of the pioneers who actually that his sefer for the first time in 1800 years was actually talking about Shemitah, halacha lemaisa, lemaisa, lemaisa. And the Pas HaSholchan was well respected by everybody, Gedolei Litta, and he's an extremely important Mari Makom. So the Mari Korkis, though, as well, and here I have a photocopy. Mari Korkis says black and white that the Shitas HaRambam is that Mati is going to be Durabana. What are we going to do with the Gemara? In Gittin, Nun Gimel, Lechura, it's a Beferish Gemara, and the Chazanish's Teretz. I saw Mamish beautiful smiles from the Avrechim that it could be that that's going to be a very good Yishuv. To say that's only because of Ein Onshin Min Adin, but of course it's going to be Yisra Daraisa. So Rav Kook has a fascinating Teretz. In the Kuntres Achron, in Os Vav, he quotes this Gemara, and he gives a fascinating teretz which is still debated to this day. In the Kuntres Achron, Os Vav, here the Rav Kook is going to come out, Lekula, more makel than the Chazon Ish on this issue. Says Rav Kook as follows. A brilliant teretz. The question is whether it's right, whether this teretz holds water in Shas. But let's take a look. Three lines into Eis Vav in the Kuntres Achron. She'ikar achiluk ben zareil enoteya hu dafke benoteya yichur. Says the Rav Kook that there are two different types of noteya. It's about the third or fourth page from the end. There are two different types of one noteya. One type of noteya is when you plant a sapling. When you take a small tree, it's already begun to grow. It was already harvested from a seed. It grew a little bit, and then it's taken from the ground. That's how, by the way, today in Eretz Yisrael, most trees are planted from my limited experience. In other words, when you ask a gardener to plant a tree, they don't bring seeds. What they do is they bring a small sapling and they put it into the ground. That's one type of notea. Another type of notea is when you drop a seed into the ground. Says Rav Kook Azoy. When it comes to the expression of notea of a seed, that's really zareah. And if it's really zareah, then of course that's going to be Nisr Daraisa. And that was the case in Gittin on Daf Nun Gimel on the base. However, when did the Rambam say notea is going to be Nisr Darabanan? That's in the sampling itself. Then notea is not necessarily fall into the kol shikane of the Rash. Then it doesn't fall into the Kol Shekain. Who says that falls into the category of Zoreah? Zoreah is Pshuto Kimashmo. So the fact that Chazal say Zomer and Zoreah are the same thing, that would say that Zoreah in regards to when you put, plant grain, that's Zoreah. When you plant the seed, that's Zoreah. And there, Notea Zoreah, Hainuhah, and Zoreah is Nisidoraisa, it's Poshin Notea is Nisidoraisa. But here's the Kula. According to the Rambam, a sapling, there's room to be made. That's Rav Kook's claim. The Chazon Ish rejects it. So this is an important machlokis between the Chazon Ish and the Shabbos Haaretz. Now, how far does this Kula go? Says in Mari Korkis, it's no longer, I can't believe what I just saw just in the Rambam. Says Mari Korkis, this is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Here's the big question. Netiyah, We took it as a davar pashut that it's going to be usher during Shemitah. We said the tea is for sure going to be usher in Shemitah. Well, according to the Marikorkis, we can actually put a big question mark over here whether it's the Rabbanan or the Raisa, not Mutter, but the Rabbanan or the Raisa. Zriya, for sure, Asr min HaTorah. Harisha, for sure. Netiya, that's an interesting question. Says the Ma'ari Korkis, the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is like this. Rabbeinu Tam holds like the Rambam. And that was the Svara of Rabbeinu Tam. You know why he says you're going to be Makel in Tosefes? Not for the reasons that we gave before, but rather because Netiya itself is only a Talada, and that's Mefurish in the Rambam in Perek Gimel, that's Mefurish in the Mishnayis, in Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, that the Halacha is that what's only Asur Midrabanan is Mutter during Tosefes Shviyis Bizman HaMikdash. And that's why Rabbeinu Tam is Makel. So it's no longer, I can't believe what I just saw, one in a million. A guy who could barely walk hitting a home run? No! Now it's also Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Now, that's a big, big question. Whether Rabbeinu Tam holds that way or Rabbeinu Tam does not hold that way is an absolutely fascinating, fascinating question. Is Rabbeinu Tam going that direction or not? So I'll just give you the Maariv Mekomos. If you take a look, and it's in the booklet, if you take a look at Tosus and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes and Beis, Tosus explains Rabbeinu Tam based on the idea that Netiyah really doesn't improve for the next year. He is clear, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes and Beis, and the Tosus on the bottom of the Amud, that Rabbeinu Tam was only talking during Tosefes. However, if you look in the Rash, in Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, it sounds like, also photocopied in front of you, it sounds like over there that Rabbeinu Tam is talking on a level of Doraisa during Shemitah. Because there he says it's only Midrabanan during Shviyas, and for that reason it's going to be Mutter during Tosefes. So we have now, from a radical Shita in the Rambam, which seems to be against the Beferish Gemara, and a big Chidush in Rav Kook to be Miyashev, that Gemara, it turns out that it could very well be it's even Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, which makes Sefer of Kook's Teretz even more important, because you have to be Miyashi of the Sugya. Now again, that's not Psak Halachi. This is all being Malab in the Shitas. So that's Roman numeral 2 of tonight. So let's review what we did Bezer Hashem tonight. First of all, we discussed Tosefes, the basic background for the issues. The Pshat and Rashi's rejection of Rabbeinu Tam, who's Matir Netiya during Tosefes. Then we saw the Shitas on Roman numeral 2. We saw the Shitas on Rambam, who's Makel by Netiya. And we discussed whether the Rambam is being Makel on Makis, that's the Chazanish's approach, or Rav Kook's approach, who says that the only thing that we're dealing with over here when we're Makel by Netiya is the sapling, but the sapling is going to be an Issur Derabanan. And then we saw a new, fascinating angle, and that is, it could be that Rabbeinu Tam himself is also Makel when it comes to Noteya. And now we have two big guns. We have two big guns now who might be Makel when it comes to Noteya on Shemitah itself. Now, Lahalacha. Now we get to Roman and Rofi. Lahalacha, if you look at all the Svarim, take a look at the standard Sefer from the Olamai Yeshivas, Sefer Mishpatei Aretz, Rav Reichenberg, put out by Rav Efrati's Beis Medrash, all done at the time under the tutelage of Rav Yashiv. Sefer Mishpatei Aretz makes no mention of, in the halachos themselves, you won't find any real reference to and practical issues of planting today of these kulos of Netiyah. They say on the top, Netiyah is Asur min HaTorah, they put Netiyah in the same category as Zriya. At the end of the day, Ruba de Rishon don't seem to, Rash doesn't seem to be that way, Ruba de Rishon seem to hold it steadfast. However, and this is why we learn in Kolel, there are cracks in the wall. There are footnotes that come out to be quite important in regards to this Machlokas Rishon. First of all, there's a fascinating Yerushalmi that we're going to have to come back to. I have the Yerushalmi here quoted in the Rav Tukachinsky Sefer. By the way, if you're not able to learn Hilchos Shmita B'Iyun and you want a basic overview of the Lomdus and the Halacha L'maisa of Shvius, I would recommend this Sefer. First of all, there's no greater authority than what? Moshe's the Gabbai, no greater authority than the Luach. Vichil Michal Tukachinsky is the greatest authority today in Eretz Yisrael. The Mechaber of the Sefer Luach Eretzel. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, of course, the author of the Gesher Achayim. He has a beautiful Sefer, 50 pages long, called Sefer HaShmita, so readable, so accessible. Any issue that you want to make believe that you know what you're talking about when it comes to Shemitah, the Sefer HaShmita is a fantastic, fantastic reference. He made famous this, a Yerushalmi and a Parla. And what now we're going to, again, in Roman numeral 3, is now Halacha L'maisa application of the above discussion regards to Netiyah. And we're going to start, only start, I think Beis Hashem in the future we'll discuss more, we're going to start talking about greenhouses. Says the Yerushalmi in Orla, fascinating shayla. Orla, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. How do you look at a greenhouse? On the one hand, the Yerushalmi says, it's three lines from the bottom on page Chezayin, in the footnotes of the Sefer HaShemitah. On the one hand, the pasuk says, "Vishav Sahaaretz," a greenhouse is connected to the ground. On the other hand, asks the Yerushalmi, it also says, "Sadcha lo sizra," it speaks about your field. So, according to one pasuk, a house and its ground is regular is your shemitah. On the other hand, the other pasuk says that it's not, and the Yerushalmi is meniach this shayla as a speka de hilchasa. How do we paskin? Turn the next page. The Chazon Ish quotes the great pas Hashulchan Rabbi Yisrael of Shklov, who we made reference to before. Sinuchav Bey is Aleph. That Rabbi Yisrael of Shklov comes to the important conclusion. Here the chaburas begin to meld together, but hopefully you'll be able to review and listen to each one of them separately. But Rabbi Yisrael of Shklov comes to the conclusion, like the majority of poskim that we discussed last week, that Shvius Bizman Azeh is an Isur Derabbanan, is not an Isur Deraisa. So if you have a suffix in the Gemara, and you're dealing with the Shaila of Deraisa Derabbanan, Rabbi Yisrael of Shklov comes out with Kula, which is really important today in our Tzeinu HaKdosha. Not talking about Halacha L'maisa. You won't find many poskim today that will be matir like the Pasa Shulchan, but Pasa Shulchan is a giant. The Chazon Ish, who really brought home to the masses the great mitzvah of Shemitah, says, no. He says, I disagree here with the Pasa Shulchan, Simichav Beisif Aleph. He says, I disagree with the Pasa Shulchan. At the end of the day, you got a paskin on the Shaila whether Doraisa is Mutar Rasa. And then, no, it wasn't a suffix in the Gemara when it was a Shasta Rabban. It was a suffix the Gemara held. First, you Machriya the Shaila. We have no Makar that we were Machriya the Shaila Lekula. So, therefore, there's on a level of Daraisa, we'd be Machmir, and therefore, on a level of the Rabbanan, we should be Machmir as well. So, therefore, the Chazon Ish is not, and this plays out today in Halacha L'maisa in Eretz Yisrael, the Chazon Ish is not into greenhouses, but the Pasa Shulchan came out Lekula. Why do I mention this? Because I want to throw to you a bunch of kulos together when it comes to Noteya and give you a psak, halacha lemaisa, in regards to where our above discussion might be relevant. Rabosa, you know that there's a big discussion that you're not allowed to plant in otzitz she'nakuv, as well as in otzitz she'nakuv midrabana. It's Gemara in Gittin on the Chesser sub. But there's a Gzera Midrabanan that says that even if a flower pot is closed, nevertheless there's an Isser Midrabanan. Which means, in Shemitah, Bipashtus, planting in a flower pot outside is a tremendous problem, and we'll discuss that even if it does not have a hole. But where are most flower pots today? Most of our flower pots are in our homes. Are you allowed to pot a plant during Shemitah in an otzos, she'eino nakuv, inside a house? comes along the Sefer HaShemitah, and he's Mitzdarev, today's Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. We have, look at how many Durabonims we have over here. Number one, Shvius Bizman Azez Durabonim. Number two, in Otzutz Shein Anokku is Exera Midrabonim. Number two, Netiyah, according to the Rambam, is Durabonim. That was number three. Number three, it's a Midrabanan. And number four, I want to add, it's even Midrabanan according to Rav Kook, Bidas Rabbeinu Tam. Because we're no longer talking about a seed, we're talking about a sapling. So therefore, there are four Durabanans over here, and the Sefer HaShemitah comes out, based on this, that one could be Mekel, Halacha L'maisa, because those Tzirufim. B'schus, the great Talmud Chacham, one of our great Marbitze Torah, one of our great Rosh Yeshiva who taught Torah in this room, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him Arichas Yamim. Here is a collector's item which you don't have that often. Rav Lichtenstein, of course, is known for his fantastic Lamda Shishiurim. So here is a very, for us, is a gem of a Marim Makom where Rav Lichtenstein makes Ha'ara in Halacha L'maisa, which is both Halacha L'maisa and Lamdas. Rav Rimon, who is a fantastic, has a fantastic sefer on Shemitah, quotes Rav Lichtenstein on this, on the Shabbat. I remember the first time I was saying Shir in this room. It was about five or six years ago. I was like, think this is the place of Rav Lichtenstein. It was very, very hard. So covered for all the Torah that reverberates in the walls from Rav Lichtenstein, I thought it would be kedai to spell out. It comes out the same Yisod and Halacha, but Rav Lichtenstein had a very brilliant approach in Lomdus of how to deal with the Shaivim. He points out that the Mekilim, how did most of the Mekilim present it? The way I found the first in Sefer HaShemitah, where Rimon has other Marmakomos based on the Chazon Ish and others, as a Tziruf and the Pasa Shulchan, as a Tziruf, a bunch of Kulas. So Lichtenstein pointed out brilliantly. He says, what are the two Sveitas over here? One Safek is whether you have a Xer of Otzis Nakiv, Otzis She'eno Nakiv. That's one Safek. And then the other Safek is the Yerushalmi Safek. The Yerushalmi Safek is what is the Yisr in regards to Shvius. Is it the Yisr to plant in the ground? Or is the Yisr to plant in a field? So Sazer Lichtenstein, Mamanav Shach over here. Over here it's Vadai Mutter. It's not a case of Tziruf HaKulis. Why? He says like this. The house is for sure not considered a sadeh, right? And the otzutz she'eino nakuv is badai not mechuber in the karka. So what's the reason Yerushalmi has its sad to be machmir inside the house? Is that because there is still an isser of karka by an otzutz she'eino nakuv? It's not mechuber the karka, so for sure it's going to be mutter. It's a mamanim shach. He argues that it's going to be mutter. Either way of presenting it, there's definitely room to be mekel on the side. In other words, Lichtenstein didn't look at Gedarko because he doesn't look at it as a bunch of tzirufin lekula, that there are four reasons to be mekel over here. You think conceptually, the whole side of the Yerushalmi to Aser doesn't apply over here because we're talking about an Otzus Nakus. The Yerushalmi itself is Mesupak, so he argues it's a Mamanusha. In other words, right? Otzitz, just to pick up in Rav Rimon Sefer on page 79. Otzitz, ulai nefshel kisadah, shumim tzal adama. Aval uba vada einu b'chal shav zaharet, shekenu menutak me'aret. V'lo yechoshev, kechelek me'adama. So then it would be a davar poshut, and when it comes to this otzitz, that there's no tzad, there wouldn't be a tzad to be machmer. So here to Shem, let's just summarize. We had our discussion in regards to Tosefes, the Yisod in regards to Tosefes, where there was a machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. We have Shitas Haramba, that's Mekel in regards to Netiya. According to Rav Kook, the rationale of the Rambam is a sapling would be only in Isur Durabbanan, Bisman Ezer, which means that in certain cases, according to Rav Kook, a sapling combined with the fact that Shvius is only Midrabbanan, in certain cases, Shas Hatchak, there might be room, more room to be makel in contrast to a seed. Chazon Ish says absolutely not. Sefer Mishpatei Aretz predictably follows the approach of the Chazon Ish. There's no difference between Netiyah and Zriya. It's a regular Yisur D'Oraisa, and the Rambam is only talking about the Onesh. We pointed out that there are many traditions that have Rabbeinu Tam as being makil in regards to Tosefes, but not in regards to Shvius itself when it comes to Netiyah. And we saw, though, that there are other traditions, Marmi Gurkis, as well as the Mashnos of the Rash in Perek Bey's Mishnah Vav, seems to say Rabbeinu Tam is really arguing, as we pointed out on the board, is arguing that the reason why we're makel during Tosefes is because it's the only Nisr Darabana during Shvius itself, and that would introduce certain kulas when it comes to potting a plant, this man is that inside, there for sure is room to be makel. And of course, if one is dealing with farmers that are not keeping, unfortunately, the halachos of Shvius, and that there are cases where you could convince them to do some things and not other things, so they would do in a greenhouse planting as opposed to doing other malachos that are planting of a sapling, so then in such a case there might be a lot of room to be makel. And finally, down the line, we're going to discuss a greenhouse plus hydroponics plus netiyah, so then that will be another sad lahakil as well. So halacha maisa for most people in their homes, it really doesn't come out too many kulas, except for the potting of a flower pot. But in of itself, that does come up every once in a while. But in lahakil toru ladira and for halacha maisa for farmers, it is important to note that the tia itself, even though the kitzur svarim put it together with all the other isurim, it's not entirely poshut at all. And that there are times that there might be room where it's necessary to be made. Yeah?
If someone's being made, we want to know if it's much more good in the house or if it's much more tossing in the rice.
The poskim understand that the Yerushalmi was asking mutar or asa. Mm-hmm. That's how the poskim understand. It's quite, yeah. If you take a look at Tukachinsky, that's how it's mashma of Tukachinsky understood in the Sefer HaShemitah. That's mashma.
TorahAnytime.com sends cameras out day and night to video and audio record the best Torah classes around. We then make them available to you for free. So what are you waiting for? Watch, listen to, and download lectures on TorahAnytime.com today.